actually, before we move on with that, I would like to hear a demonstration of taking a simple melodic motif through a set of chord changes, and the example happens to be the song Lady Bird in the key of E flat. That's where the singer wanted to sing it. And so I would like for you, rather than put one of you on the spot, I just want to demonstrate this. I would like for you to pick me a simple motif. You can, let's say, no more than like four notes. So right now, come up with a motif, agree on a motif, and I'm going to take that motif through the changes here. All right, so the motif that you guys picked is a two-note motif consisting of an ascending fourth, right? So here's the changes, just so you can... Actually, we're going to have a volunteer play the chord changes while I do the ascending fourth. So wish me luck. Here we go. All right, one, two, one, two, three, four. So, all right, one more time. One, two, one, two, three. That was pretty fun, and I could have fun with that for easily half an hour, just that one over this tune, because there's so many possibilities. So very nice. I just wanted to hear you guys to hear the effect of a simple motif on chord changes. Even if I don't nail every single, even if I got stuck a little bit, which I did, the power of the motif is actually more compelling than the underlying harmony, which is one of the things. Like, This process of thinking motifs, it frees you up from like constantly worrying about, oh, I gotta hit this chord change and this chord change, and then suddenly this music that's supposed to be about freedom of expression is about rules and regulations, you know. So, all right, very good. We're gonna move to rhythmic motifs.